Yakel, which is a steer to this whole sugya. No? Doesn't get you aggravated? Huh? We learn a whole sugya. The sugya tells us that you now build a base of Mikdash and Shabbos. How do you know? Pasuk in Kedoshim. Then the Gemara says, you don't need the Pasuk. I say it's not the Echelesi Shesh Bekaris. So the Gemara says that the Pasuk in Kedoshim comes from something else. That was the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Nahavamina, there is a Pasuk, that being based on Mikdash and Echelesi Shabbos, which Pasuk? The Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim. Gemara in Maskana says we don't need a Pasuk. And here we have a Rashi and Chumash, which we all know. I don't know why I didn't think about it right away when in the Gemara. The Rashi says, "Higdim lehem asar Shabbos atibim lachsam mishkan lai mishen edeches haShabbos." That the pasuk in Parshas VaYakel tells you that binyan mishkan is not teches Shabbos. That doesn't stem not with the Havamina of our Gemara. So the Havamina we learned from the pasuk in Kedoshim. That doesn't stem with the Maskana. The Maskana is you don't need a pasuk. Because the say is not Echelesi Shekaris. Rashi and Chumash is not Lahalacha. There's a stira to a Gemara. Like the Havamina, the Maskana. I don't know, you have a few times where Rashi brings Beishamah and Abbeis Hillel, that type of thing, like in Yisrael. But total opposite, not the Havamina, not the Maskana. It doesn't stem the Chlam. But how can you learn Rashi? Well, why do you, two things. If you need a pasuk, why not the pasuk in Kedoshim? And the second thing is, even if you have a reason, the pasuk in Kedoshim used for the other drasha, but ein asei dechel asei sheish bekaris. So why do I need this pasuk? There's no mandi omar that holds a say is dechel asei sheish bekaris. They say Rashi going like that mandi omar. Right? Nobody holds it. Everyone holds ein asei. I think it's going to be a maskana. Everyone holds it. But it has to fit with somebody. It cannot fit with anybody. I don't know. To me, it's a disturbing kasha. So someone suggested that maybe there's a difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. Our Gemara is talking about Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not the Echad Shabbos. And Rashi is talking about the Mishkan. What's the difference? They're both the same mitzvah. Mishkan, Mikdash, same thing. If Doshi Tiro goes on the Mishkan, and the Nasati Mishkani B'Seichem goes on the Beis HaMikdash. So, it seems to be a major problem. Especially because I went to the Svarim Chumash section, and pulled out a few Svarim, and the Pardes Yosef says, Ayin, this Sefer, that Sefer, the other Sefer, which we don't have. So, maybe somebody asked it. But otherwise, I don't see anybody who asked the Kasha. What? No, it's hard to figure out what he means. You know, sometimes Parsi says, Ayin Yavamis Heyamid Beis. I assume he means Yavamid Beis. He says, Ayin Yavamis Heyamid Beis. Ayin Sefer, something or other. So. Anyway, Kash sounds like a good Kasha to me. Yossi's going to find it in the back of his Gemara in 2 minutes, but okay. Other rabbis, if you find it, I'll be very happy. I had a lot of anoa because. Downstairs, someone suggested a very nice teretz. Eliyahu, should I embarrass you? I shouldn't say who did it. Someone says a very nice teretz. Listen, but really, at the kasha, I asked the kasha a couple of days ago, just in passing. Also, a kasha I haven't seen anybody ask. Our whole sugya is talking if the mitzvah asay of binyan beis hamikdash is daicha Shabbos. That's the whole sugya. I was just wondering, according to the rule of the Ran, that a hechsher of any mitzvah is se'asei dechal se'asei. So binyan beis hamikdash, forget about the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Lighting the menorah is dechal Shabbos, you light the menorah on Shabbos. So why, if you don't build a beis hamikdash, you can't light the menorah, you can't bring the ketores, you can't bring the tamid. So why isn't Binyan Beis HaMikdash Deiche Shabbos because of as a hechsher of all these malachis which are Deiche Shabbos? Right, we know bringing the Talmud is Deiche Shabbos, bringing the Musaf is Deiche Shabbos. Right, Talmud and Musaf is not as a good example because you could bring a carbon even without a Beis HaMikdash, like even after Bishay Mikdash. But lighting the menorah, bringing the ketores, these are things, mitzvahs haseis, which need a Beis HaMikdash. And we know it's daicha. They brought the ketores on Shabbos, and they brought they lit the menorah on Shabbos. So why isn't the hechsher of the mitzvahs haseis of these things daicha Shabbos? So memeli should be allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash, because you need a Beis HaMikdash in order to light the menorah. So when I asked this kasha, someone in Shir said a teretz, I don't remember who, that before the Beis HaMikdash was built, they had Mishkan Shilai also. They did it anyway the day before. They did it in the Mishkan. They had Mishkan Shilai and Avigivai. And they lit every day. The day they finished the Beis HaMikdash, they transferred to the Beis HaMikdash. So then answer my kasha. Why don't we say being Beis HaMikdash is Deicha Shabbos? Because of these other things, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash, you had the Mishkan. So that's very good when you learn Malachim, when you're building a Beis HaMikdash. By the Mishkan, in the Midbar, they didn't light the Menorah till they built the Mishkan. They didn't bring the Ketores till they built the Mishkan. They didn't do any of the mitzvahs until the Mishkan was built. There was no previous Mishkan. There was nothing previous. In Cain, this taka good svara that even in binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Daicha Shabbos, which is also good, but binyan HaMishkan should be, not because of the mitzvah saseya of building the Mishkan, because of the mitzvah saseya of lighting the menorah, the mitzvah saseya of bringing the Ketores, or any other malacha that was done, they need a Mishkan for. And we're going with the Ran that the hachana for the asay is the same rules. So there would be takas svara. Binyan Mishkan should be Deicha Shabbos because Binyan Mishkan is a hechsher for these other mitzvahs. So for that we need a pasuk in Parshas Vayakhel to tell you it's not. Not because the mitzvah of Binyan is Deicha, that we have also given. But because these other mitzvahs, the hechsher of these other mitzvahs should be Deicha Shabbos, for that I need a pasuk in Vayakhel.
Anyways, they weren't going to start using the Mishkan anyway until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it was ready beforehand.
They were. I mean, when they built it, they knew they weren't going to do it till the next day.
They knew that they have to wait anyway. Why have the Nivei Semigdash?
Did they know? It sounds like they didn't know. Right, but Tal said La'efan Achnisana. He thought that if he builds the Mishkan, he's going to put the Kelim directly in. It didn't happen. I'm not sure that they thought it's right away. Okay, I think it's a nice teretz. What bothers me more sometimes is that somebody should ask the question. So say, Chomish should ask the question. Somebody should ask. Maybe he does. I don't look in the Ikkar Sufsei Chacham. But somebody should ask. The Beis HaMikdash is not shver because the two teretz, either the old teretz, there is not a hechsher mitzvah by Beis HaMikdash because they were able to do it the day before. But you mean Mishkan. So it could be that Mishkan should be daich, and that's why I need this pasuk. This pasuk is telling you that it's not. The pasuk is telling you that it's not. Why would I think it is? Maybe I think it is for this reason. I think it's a nice teretz. Take it or leave it. But the kasha is a good kasha, that's for sure. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. We turn now to a brand new pasuk. Again, we're on a hunt here in these few blot to find a pasuk that's Megala, whether I say is Dach Lesh Sishesh Bekaris. Because we have a problem. Why do we need a Leho for? Why do we need a Leho to tell you Vayibum? Deinami Yavim Iserva, typically, that it's an Asay in Lesh Sishesh Bekaris. So the Gemara is looking for a Giloi, whether I say is Dach Lesh Sishesh Bekaris, and Gemara tries Tesi Mehavara. The Tanit Ver Bishmo. Lesh Sivara Wesh Bechomash Visechem Atamad Laimer. Why does it say Lo Sivaru Eish? So we want to get into saying that this is going to have something to do with Asei Dachal Lo Sivaru Eish Bekaris. But the Gemara interrupts. Matavad Leimer. We know why it says Leisavaru Eish. Ilu Reb Yaisi Lalav. Ilu Reb Nasan Lachalik. Either, like Reb Yaisi, it comes to tell you that this Malach is Alav, not an Issacharis. Ilu Reb Nasan Lachalik. The Tanya Avar Lalav Yatsis Tiv Reb Yaisi. Reb Nasan Oimer Lachalik. So the Gemara brings this Braisa, and then it's going to come back to the sugya. Let's just discuss what does it mean lechalek and what does it mean lalav. So lalav is easy. He holds that loy sevaru is not as chomer as the other 38 malachas. Till now I told you there's mechamer and 39. We're saying now there's mechamer, havara, and 38. Those the 38 get all the dinim of Issa Shabbos. Leisavaru Eish, Skili Kra, that Havar is only alav. That's Reb Yaisi. Reb Nassim says Lachalik. What is Reb Nassim's Lachalik? So here, there are two Hezbeirim in Lachalik, they're both true. Rashi here in our Gemara teaches Lachalik. Shaloi Toimar Eine Chayev Skila at Shilchal Shabbos B'chol Malachas. Rashi here says a Chiddush. I would think a person's chayiv on Shabbos only if he does all the malachas of Shabbos. Nobody in the world will ever be chayiv. Most people don't do all the malachas even on a weekday, all 39 malachas. But I have such a havamina that you only chayiv misa on Shabbos if a person does all 39 malachas. If you do one malacha, you're not chayiv. So Zatrashi, Kamash Malach, Lechalek Yotzis, that the person's chayiv misa if he does one malacha on Shabbos. That's the Pshat Le Rashi in Mesech Besivamos. Rashi, four other places in Shas, in Shabbos, and Psachim, and Sanhedrin Lamed Hey, three other places in Shas. Oh, Sanhedrin Lamed Hey, some of these, Shabbos, and Psachim, and Fei. So four other places in Shas. Rashi teaches Lechalek Yotzis different. And not necessarily arguing, they could both be true. Rashi teaches Lechalek Yotzis everywhere else that it's talking about a Karba Chatos, that if you forget it Shabbos and you do Malacha Pashas Yechayiv one carbon Helamechad, you forgot it was Shabbos, so if you do 39 Malachas you should be Chayiv only one carbon. Lechalek Yotzis tells you that you Chayiv a separate carbon on each Malacha even though it was a Helam Shabbos, you just forgot it was Shabbos. But you chayiv a separate carbon on each one. That's what Rashi says in all these other places, and that's what the Rishayim typically say. Mechalek Yatzis has to do with carbon chatas. Our Rashi is a chiddush. Our Rashi says that lechalek Yatzis means I would think you only chayiv misa if you do all 39 malachas on Shabbos. If you do 38, you're part of a misa. That even if you do one malacha on Shabbos, we all know one malacha person's chayavis. The marshal, what? One is a din in carbon chatas, and one is a din in dine misa. Is it the same? It's the same thing. They're both lechalek. Karas. So it's telling you chayiv karas also on each one. So maybe it's the same thing. But the kasha that we're going to ask is only shvar and arash. The marshal here asks a kasha arash. He asks, what's the havamina? You'd only be chayiv if you do all 39 malachas in one shot? Why would I think that? You only chayiv. Anybody think that? You only chayav on Shabbos if you do all 39 malachas. So like Shemitah. You only chayav on Shemitah if you do all the malachas of the karka. You don't have to. Payas. You only chayav if you cut off all the payas. It's not true. Each one is chayav. Why would I think on Shabbos you only chayav if you do all 39 malachas? Dvar Tema Pirish. Rashal says Rashi is a pella. Rashi Malacha is one. So why would I think you only chayv 39? Laisazka malacha means any malacha. Ela in your chalacha tois ayri. See, he doesn't have a teretz. The mashal is matmiya nashi. Why would I think you chayv 39 malachas? Now that's not shara shvera chatas. Because chatas normally, helamachas, if you forget one thing, normally you only chayv one carbon. So there, that if you do all 39 malachas with Shiga Shabbos, Yechayiv 1 is not really such a pella. But on Misa, that you only chayiv, if you do all 39 malachas, it's a double pella for many reasons. But the first reason is the svara. So what's a svara? You only chayiv, if you do all 39. So Reb Nachum has two terutzim. The first teretz, Reb Nachum says, is that it says loisase kol malacha. So I would think kol means all malachas. You only chayiv if you do all the malachas. If you don't do all the malachas, you just do one, I would think you're pater. So I need a pasuk. I was going to ask that. Why is it mashma? What does kol mean? Kol means all or means any? It sounds like Reb Nachum is saying that kol means all. Usually in Chumash, kol means any. Leisechel kol te'eva. It means not eat only all the te'evas. It means not eat any te'eva. Well, kol machmetzes leisechel. But kol machmetzes leisechel means all chametz. It means any chametz. I mean, in English we say all when we mean any. But it doesn't mean you have to eat all the chametz in the world to be chayiv. Kol machmetzes leisechel means don't eat any chametz. That's what it means. Don't eat any amount of chametz. Yaakov Moshe is kol b'nei Yisrael. It means necessarily all? All, every single one? So sometimes it means all, sometimes it means any.
It's all that's included inside this set.
So kol machmetzes leisechel means I'm obligated to eat. A person is only mussar to not eat all the chametz, and he leaves some over, he's allowed to eat chametz. It's a little hard.
Yeah,
the
Every
Jew has a and what about the b'chol mosh v'sechem, our pasuk? L'svarish b'chol mosh v'sechem. You only now have burn chametz in all your houses, but you burn fire in all your houses, but in one house you're allowed to. Which in your pasuk is called... So what are you saying again? Kol ha'isa by malacha yomas means, well, they could mean all who do malacha. Doesn't mean everyone has to do malacha. Lashon yachid. See, the mashal is derived from the lashon malacha, which is lashon yachid. Nachum seems to have a call. The truth is, there's a sugya in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches. There's a ran in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches. Who says kol usually means any and sometimes it means all. He says usually kol means any, it doesn't mean all. You hear so many years, I never told you there's a kol and kol. That's the only difference. I've been at Sheva Brachis, and maybe it only happened once, but I remember it. Someone got up and said a drasha, kol ha'neshama ta'alul kof. Doesn't say kol ha'neshama, it says kol ha'neshama. So he said a whole drasha about kol neshama means all neshamas, and koel means the entire neshamas. So it's an absurd thing. The difference in kol and koel is if it has a trap or it doesn't have a trap. Like es and ace means exactly the same thing. If the word has a trap on it, then it's a tenua gedayla. It's ace, or koel, or bane, because, remember why? It's avar zara. Because it's a tenua gedayla, that's merkavis. If it's a major vowel that's riding on another letter, so then it gets a trap. So ace gets a trap, and koil and bane, ben and bane. What's a son? A bane or a ben? Usually it's ben. But by Ben Sarah Meir it says bane. So when is a bane and when is a ben? There's only one difference. There's no difference in meaning. The difference is if it has a trap or not.
If it has a trap, it's not a name.
It's not true. Whenever it's attached to a name, Pliny ben Pliny, it's always Ben. I don't think there's one Ben. Maybe I'm wrong. There's reason it's never a trap, because it's a word that rides on the next word. When it's in a snachta, it has to have. Or when it doesn't ride, it also has to have. So S and Ace and Ben and Bane and Kael and Kol, there's no difference in meaning. You could ask why, if there's a whole list in the Mishkan, why since say yes and some say yes. It's not a question of why it's yes and yes, because why some have a trap, why some don't have a trap. Alright. But there's no difference between Kol and Kol. So that's it wouldn't help here anyway. See what it says. Kol Machmetzus Loisachel, it's almost always Kol. For Bakaira, it's handy to know. If you want to remember when it's S and when it's Ace, when it has a trap, it's Ace, and when it doesn't have a trap, it's S. Anyway, that's from Nachum's first teretz. They're Kol, it's not such a satisfying teretz. Then he brings a second teretz, which I think is a very geshmaka teretz. Again, what are we trying to answer? What's the hava mina yichayiv misa for all lamites malachis? What's the hava mina? It's not emes lamaskana, because the chalak yotzes. But there has to be some svar in a hava mina. So I'll explain the way it's written in the sefer is not so clear, but I think what he's saying is the following. From leisas to kol malacha, I would say one malacha. But where does it say misa? It says mechalaleha mois yumas. If you mechal Shabbos, you mechal the kedusha Shabbos, a person's chayav misa. I would think if I keep Shabbos for one malacha and not for the other 38, I wasn't mechal the Shabbos legamri. I wasn't totally mechal Shabbos. I kept Shabbos for certain things. I kept Shabbos now for other things. From mechalaleha mois yumas, I would have a havamina. A person's only chayav misa if he's mechal the Shabbos legamri. He totally violates the Shabbos. Doesn't keep Shabbos even for one malacha. Then he's chayav misa. So I would have such a havamina from mechalaleha mois yumas that a lav of lesas kol malacha is even one malacha that I know. But Misa, I would think you have to be Mechal Shabbos Lagamri. So for that, I need a Pasuk L'chalek Yotzes. Very Geshmak HaTeretz. That I would have said, there's an Issa Lav on Shabbos for a Maisa Malacha. There's an Issa Misa on Shabbos if you totally violate the Shabbos. If you keep it for something, not. Truth is, we find such a thing. By a Mumra L'chalas HaShabbos, is a Mumra L'chal HaTerek Kula. It says that if somebody keeps Shabbos for something, the example in the Pesach is even if they light Shabbos licht, Shabbos licht. If they light Shabbos licht, they believe in Shabbos, the Mechal Shabbos, they're not called the Mum L'Chol HaTorah. They're still a Mum L'Shabbos, but they're not a Mum L'Chol HaTorah because they show that they're Machshav Shabbos, they're Yetzara, they're Oivan Shabbos. Lighting candles Arab Shabbos. The Rambam says it's Kavod Shabbos, the Hesher for Einig, but it's also a Kiyum of Kavod. But what the place can mean more is not even so much considered mitzvah. It means they show that the person who lights believes in them. He believes in Shabbos. When he makes Kiddush and Shabbos, he believes in Shabbos. A Mumma L'cha HaTorah, a Shabbos, a Mumma L'cha HaTorah, because if you don't believe in Shabbos, that's the foundation of Yiddishkeit. But if you believe in it, the person's a Mumma for Malacha, he's a Mumma for Shabbos, not a Mumma L'cha HaTorah. I don't mean to bring a raya from this, just a dogma. This is a dogma where you see that a person who keeps part of Shabbos is not as bad as someone who doesn't keep the whole Shabbos. So it's a very geshmak teretz here. The Marshal's kasha was, why do I need a pasik? L'chalek yotzis. Why would I think you only oiv if you do all 39 malachis? So the answer is taka. I would think misa is only for such a chamadika thing, misa. Is only for someone who's totally mechalas a Shabbos. Someone who partially keeps Shabbos, I think, doesn't get misa. It's a very nice mahalach to answer it. I don't know why he bothered writing the other teretz, the kol teretz. There's such geshmaka teretz. Why what? Why I would have thought so? Yes, I would have known you're not allowed to do. That I would have known. One lav. One malach you're not allowed to do. Come malach. It's any malach. But what about Misa? Let's see. How do I know Chayim Misa on Shabbos? Because of Yenapasi Mechala Maisyumas. So maybe that someone is totally Mechalas HaShanas. So I have to find you a similar thing to. I don't know. I can't think of a similar din somewhere else, but. Have such a din by Tevel, right? There's a mitzvah say separate truma, mitzvah meiser, mitzvah meiser shein. If he separates truma, he's becoming the mitzvah. But the iser doesn't come off. The iser, you have to do everything. Take off this, you have to take off everything. Or else it's terrible. That doesn't mean if you separate truma, you're not becoming a mitzvah. You could have mitzvahs, and then the consequence has to do with everything. Not exactly the same, but you have such an idea. I would have said the same thing with Shabbos. To be a Mechal Shabbos is only if you don't keep Shabbos at all. To be Oiver Alav is any Malach.
How can we do that? In one Shabbos, you have to be able
to Malach.
Let's say
like,
you have
to
one Shabbos.
It's not part of the 20 Malach. You have the 19. The next Shabbos. It means Kivis have two Shabbos for the 39. It's hard to answer because this is all in the Havamina. It's a little hard to see in practical terms just someone doing 39 malachas on Shabbos unless he's lahachis. Quite hard to do. Maybe you're right. Maybe over a lifetime. Of Hasra. Each 39. Yeah, because that's one issa nevela. 39 malachas. Wow. To do 39 malachas. Or of each other is very difficult. I don't think even for a skit camp we could do it. See, what we have to do is think of an other din that has similar rules. Is any other halacha? You do a bunch of things and when you finish the bunch, there's a einish for the whole thing. Eating kazayas, but you're right, eating kazayas has to be one achima. Right, anyway, for a havamina, it's not so shver. Right, the havamina, why I need a pasik is I don't know. I thought it's a nice teretz. And again, just a kasha of my own on this gemara. There's a rule that an aveira that's mafurish in the Torah is more chomer than an aveira that you learn out of a limud. We had it once before, I don't remember where, but it's a Tosfos on Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos on Zayin Amud Beis, the Masechta Va'omer, I think we had it later when we learned later, and I remember referring back to it. Tosfos there writes that if you have a choice to be over an Aveira, the Ksib Behedya, or an Aveira, the Leksib Behedya, Elam Ehekesha, an Aveira, the Ksib Behedya is worse than an Aveira that doesn't say Behedya. That's Tosfos' rule. That a mafurish, and I don't think Tosfos is das yachid in this, that says a mafurish of pasuk is more chomer than something you learn out of a limud. What? What do you mean, simin? A smachta, you mean? Yeah, smachta is for sure more cool because smachta is not even a deraisa. It's a drabana. But even you learn from the Yud Gimel Midas, if it's mafurish, so the shaila is. Why does it say Moisfire Mesh Bachot Mesh Viseichem? I have a teretz. Let's say you have a chayla. And the chayla needs hot water. You have a choice. You can either light a fire, do a Bioivan Havara to make him hot water, or you can be Evan carrying. You can carry the water to the next house and put it on a fire that's existing already. So you can be either Bishal either way. But you can do the malacha, you have a choice. On Shabbos, a chayla needs hot water. So either you could do Havara, or you could do Haitzah. So if there would be no Beferish of Pasuk of Havara, I would only learn out of a limud of a hekish to the Melachas HaMishkan. So I would say, do Havara. Don't do Eitzah. Eitzah is the first of the Pasuk. However, now that it says Havara, Ayetish Makayma, the Gemara Darshan Eitzah. Now it's the first of the Pasuk Leisavaru. It bumps up Leisavaru to a Mohammed Dikadai Raisa. That if you have a choice, you shouldn't be Ayva Leisavaru. Because Leisavaru is an Aveira that's a Beferish of Pasuk. And something that's a Beferish of Pasuk is more chamor than something that you learn out of the Melachas HaMishkan. So I don't know. It's an Arka Teretz. I'm wrong because Gemara asks, why didn't Leisavaru Shulchan Mishu Sechem? Rav Nosson says, Lechalak Yatzes, Rav Yatzes, Lav Yatzes. But why don't I say this reason? That it's coming because you want to have a Mefurash Yisr. The other malachas, except for Hitzah, maybe, the other malachas are not Mefurash Yisurim. Teretz anybody? I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe when we get to Zayin Amud Beis, which will probably be one of the, towards the end of the Zman, already towards the end of the Zman, but Ches, I think, is a quick daf. You have to leave at least 2 days for Daf Ches. 3 days, and then this Daf Zayin we'll do next week, and we'll do Daf Ches whatever days of the following week. But when you get to that Taisis, maybe, I don't know if anybody will still be looking at Mefarshim at that point, but we'll be moving quickly. But if we can find the Teretz, it'll be nice. What?
Why should Mefarshim be different than the rest of the?
Because it's Mefarshim the Pasuk.
Right. Why does the Torah tell you that in Daf Avara?
If you say Lalav Yotzis, why should Avara be different? Because there's a crossif. Lav Yotzis says Mokula Dik. I'm saying maybe it's Mohammed. Okay, let's go back to it, the Gemara. So the Gemara brought this Braisa, Lechalik, and Lalav Yotzis, and the Gemara says it's not extra. Ella, so where's the Gemara go now? Vama Rava, Tana Meshavais Kokashalei. It bothered the Tana the word Meshavais Seichem. Meshavais Matamad Laimer. Why does it say in your Meshavais? Mechti. Shabbos Chavis Hagufu. Shabbos Hagufi. Shabbos is a Chavis Haguf. The Chavis Haguf, Negus Bein Baris Bein Chutz Laretz. Meshavais Ramon Shabbos Lamali. Meshavais usually teaches you Chutz Laretz. Here, I don't need it. When would I need it? It would be a Chavis Hakarka. Chavis Karka, I would need a Pasuk. Because it's only like in Eretz Yisrael. But being that Shabbos is not a Chavis Karka, it's a Chavis Haguf. Just the Rashi here seems to be a bit of a problem. Rashi Chavis Hagufi. Look at Rashi. Beinu Tluya B'Karka. What's Rashi saying? Shabbos Chavis Haguf. Beinu Tluya B'Karka. Kir Klayim Arla Chumas U'Maisus. Like Klayim Arla Chumas U'Maisus, which is Chavis Hakarka. Klayim Arla is Naigin Chutz Laretz. Klayim is Naigin Chutz Laretz. Arla is Naigin Chutz Laretz. If you have a tree in your backyard, the first 3 years it's Aser Minatayra. It's just a deraisa to use the peiros. So, Chayrit's problem. What's Rashi saying? Klayim V'Arla? Klayim V'Arla? Klayim V'Arla is Naigin Chutz Laretz. So maybe what Rashi means is keklayim va'arla, which are noyeg in chutz la'aretz because of an extra pasuk. Right, we're saying you don't need my shavais here. You don't need a pasuk to tell you it's noyeg in chutz la'aretz. So Rashi says, not like klayim va'arla. Klayim va'arla, you do need a special pasuk, a special limud, to tell you it's noyeg in chutz la'aretz. So here it's different. Here it doesn't need a pasuk. What's the pasuk by klayim? Anybody know? So I don't know either. I assume there's a pasuk by Klayim. To tell you it's Naigel Chutz Laretz. It says Moshe Sechem by Klayim. I don't think so. No. So, Orla, I know. Orla, the Gemara has a special limud, it's not a pasuk. It's from Halacha Mishnah B'Sinai. The Gemara says that Orla is Chavis Karka. It's not Naigel Chutz Laretz. The Gemara says Halacha Mishnah B'Sinai, it's Naig. And the Halacha is slightly different than Chutz Laretz. That's Sveikai Motu. Klayim, I'm guessing, there's a special pasuk for Klayim. And then the Rashi is very good. Not the Rabbah. Why is Rashi being true with some Maestros? It's better Klayim and Arla. Klayim and Arla, There, it's a chayvus hakarka, and I do need a special giloy to tell me it's nayig in chutz laaretz. Mashakim nagamar, you don't need a special giloy. That's Yivaita Gemara. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad. Lefi Shenemar V'chiyah B'ishchet Mishpat Ma'aves V'humas. Someone who's chayv misa, there's a mitzvah to give a misa. Shomei ani bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. I would think you give misa even on Shabbos. Umani mekayim echal aleham mois yumas. And when is there an issa malacha b'shar malachas? Shar malachas is lav davka. Doesn't mean other malachas, it means other situations. It means when you're not giving someone misa, so then there's an isser of Shabbos. Chusma misa's bezdin. Oh yeah, I fill a misa's bezdin. Mani mekayim v'humas b'chayv alay b'shabbos. Oh yeah, I fill a b'shabbos. So Gemara is besupik. The mitzvah say of v'humas, of giving misa, is that doicha the loisa say shesh bekaris of Shabbos? Tavod loy loisa varweish b'chol mei shesechem. How do I know it refers to Bezdin? L'halom roi mo hayo eilo lechem v'chol kis mishvol adai resechem b'chol mei shesechem. Shabbos omer l'halom b'bezdin. Shabbos omer kam b'bezdin. That mei shesechem means Bezdin. Loisa varweish b'chol mei shesechem tells you that you don't give misa. Is it issa Shabbos? Even to give somebody an Einish Misa. Okay, Maskana Sagamar. So what is the B'chol Mei Shesechem come to teach you? Maskana is, it comes to teach you that on Shabbos you don't give people Misa, if it involves a Malachim. You don't give people Misa, I guess it always involves a Malachim, Tilos and Shabbos. So that's what the Pasuk tells us. Now, why is that coming into Yevamis? Right, what are we going to say? That this is a Gilui Kra to tell us that this Hasei is not Daicha Laisa Shesh Bekaris. Habalma, Nasei is Daicha Laisa Shesh Bekaris. Because of Mali Chumra, Mali Chumra Zuta, who cares? Karis, no Karis, and Hasei would be Daicha. So, Kamashtu on the Pasik, that it's not. Okay, this is the Limur of the Gemara. Let's talk about this. We have to talk about two parts. We have to talk about burning a psila, which the Gemara brings out in a second. But before that, when the Rambam brings this halacha that Bezdin doesn't give misa on Shabbos, and Rambam brings this pasuk, b'chamash v'sechem, the Rambam writes in Perachov Dal, halacha Shabbos, halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that therefore Bezdin doesn't give Misa or Malkus on Shabbos. He is Malkus. Bezdin doesn't give Misa or Malkus on Shabbos. So what's the problem with Malkus? So the Magen Avraham, it's Sin Shin Lamed Tes of Katan Gimel, is meant to be on the Rambam. The Magen Avraham says, where is there a malacha in Malkus? Malkus is not a malacha. He had somebody with a whip on his back. That's a malacha. The Magen Avraham is matmiya on the Rambam for sticking in Malkus. He says, what about if you make a chabura? He says, the Dovrshein Miskavin. No chiv to make a chabura. And he says, it's not a psikresha. Says not a psikresha. You hit somebody, every time you hit him, he's definitely going to get malka. He's going to definitely get a chabura. Not dafka. One minute. This, first, I'm telling you Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says the Dovrshein Miskavin, and it's not a psikresha. You're not definitely going to make a chabura. So therefore, he has a kasha on the Rambam. What? What blood? Why does he bleed? From whipping he bleeds? Yeah. I don't know. So I saw Reb Nachum, his two words. Reb Nachum says that it is a psikresh, you're zicha make a chabura. But each hit zicha makes a chabura, or you judge all 39.
You're doing all 39. You can't say that if no way the end result.
He comes, he says, I'm hitting the first time. Am I allowed to do it? No malacha, you're allowed to do it. Second time, you're also allowed to do it. I'll be an example of Dom Shechem.
If it's bringing him close to death, that last one is for sure going
to... Sure make a chavura. Right. Magen Avraham assumes that it's not a psikresh that's going to make a chavura. Truth is, it would be shver anyway, like the Aruch, that a psikresh like Nichalei is mutter on Shabbos, it would be kasha anyway. Like the Aruch holds a psikresh like Nichalei is mutter, so it would be good kasha. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way, so not kasha on the Rambam, I'm sorry. Alright, maybe that's the best teretz, that a psikresh will make a chavura. Go by each time. Trying to think of examples of Davishayna Miskavim, where each time it's not a psikresha, but eventually it's definitely going to happen.
I said someone gets lost and doesn't know where he is, can't send each day. This day is not Shabbos, and this day is not Shabbos. Eventually.
Right. Can't say a suffix if your vada is going to be, it's going to be a vada. It's not really a raya so much. It's a dimian. It's a similar. I know the Prima Gaudim there says that the Rambam learns that there's an Isser to be done on Shabbos, that the Isser is lav dafka v'mix l'chavura. Chomash Yosechem tells you an Isser to be done, he brings you Rishalmi, and he says the Rambam is going like the Rishalmi, not like the Bavli. Okay. Rambam holds the Isser to be done, doesn't, can't be done. Here, in the Ayos HaShachar, Rav Steinman, Claire is a very nice shayla. The halach is inalgin malchus on Shabbos. Bezdin is inalgin malchus on Shabbos. Let's say Bezdin was over. Somebody came to them, ate nevela, the makabal edus, they gave him malchus. B'di'eved, do they have to give the malchus again? Are they yoytzer the malchus? Well, they're not. They gave malchus on Shabbos. They should get malchus. What? Bezdin should get malchus. The person who got malchus, he was yoytzer. Look, he wants to tshuva. He wants to get malchus and be part of the shemayim. Was that malchus? What? That's what he says. Maybe call him Rachman Masavi. Yavid Lamaani. If it's a teitzah, you mean? If it's a maisa, has a teitzah. So here, I don't know if it's a teitzah, it's just a maisa in it. You hit him, he has to become a hit person. There's a very geshmaka Reb Chaim. I would say very cute Reb Chaim, but you know, I'll say about Reb Chaim, it's cute, but it's otherwise it'd be very cute Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has such a chav. It says by Adam Zaynumin that Kasha Zama v'loi Kasha Asa. If Adam Zaynumin say that someone's Chayav Misa, and they give him Misa, then you don't do Kasha Zama. Right? Kasha Zama v'loi Kasha Asa. So when the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Seidus, the Rambam says, if Adim Zayman succeeded in giving a Misa, they don't get Misa. Kashazam v'loi Kashas. If Adim succeeded in giving him Malchus, they do get Malchus. Then we don't say Kashazam v'loi Kashas. If they fooled Bezdin, Bezdin gave him Malchus, so we say they do get Malchus. The Ravid is Masig. The Ravid says, what's the difference? Kashazam v'loi Kashas. They gave him Malchus, they gave him Malchus. So Reb Chaim has a chab. He says, what's Malchus? V'yikol l'fanav. It's a maisa bezdin. Malchus is something, a maisa that bezdin does. V'yikol l'fanav to give Malchus. Otherwise not Malchus. If you give someone Malchus shalai kedin, let's say you grab someone's chayav Malchus, and you beat him up, you give him Malchus. That's not Malchus. He says, that's not Malchus, that's Chabura. That's Chabura Balma. is beating him up. To have a shame malchus, you need hikolafanov. There's a seder. The Rosh Bezdin has to call out, hit him, and the Sgan has to say the number, and then the person has to hit. It's a special seder for malchus. He called lefanov. Lefanov means the way he brings drasha, means in front of Bezdin. So it has to be that you have to hit the person in Bezdin. If you give him malchus shalai kedin, that's not malchus. That's beating him up. That's chabura. So Reb Chaim says, when a person comes to Bezdin, says 28 neveli is chayiv malchus. He's saying it's chayiv malchus. Kashazama. What happened? Bezdin tied him up and they hit him. But he wasn't chayiv. They weighed him zaydim. So after Reb Chaim, there was no kashasa. There was no malchus. It was chabura ba'alma that was given to him. They beat him up. No, there was zaman to give him malchus. They said it's chayiv malchus.
They said it's chayiv knowing that it's not really chayiv malchus.
No, but their zaman, their attempt was to get him malchus. They didn't attempt to get him beat up.
They can't get him malchus.
But after what they attempted to do, if they got beat up in the side room, nothing would have happened. That was in their mind. But what they did, Kashazama Masa, is they tried to do a Maisa Malchus. And you did a Chabura Ba'alma. So why don't you say the same? You're arguing two different arguments. What you're arguing, you're not going to be satisfied, but you're not convincing. But Chaim is saying that's not Malchus. You're saying that Misa is the same. So Reb Chaim nims on that Misa is not that way. If a person is running away from Chamas Chayim Misa in Bezdin, he's running away, they're allowed to kill him. B'chol Misa Shat Yachol. So you see, Misa is however you give him Misa, it is Lachat Chila, but either way it's Misa. But Malchus is a specific Malchus. So therefore, Malchus has to have a Shem Malchus, otherwise a Chabur Baum. What? They tried to give him a Chabura Ba'alma. They tried to give him Malchus. They succeeded in giving him a Chabura Ba'alma. That's Kashazam, but like Kashas, they weren't successful. So they get Malchus. Because they tried to do Malchus, they get Malchus. They don't get Chabura Ba'alma. Right, but they only get Kashazam. They only get when they tried and were unsuccessful. So if they tried and they were unsuccessful, then you give it to them. But I don't know. You can like it, you can not like it, but it's a Geshmaka Mahalach. That's not Malchus. Malchus is Dafka the way Bezdin does it. Otherwise, Chabur Baum. So, Rabbi Leib just seconds it too briefly. He means to say the same thing here as in the Rambam. That the Rambam is saying that you're not like you ain't done him Shabbos. You can't give Malchus on Shabbos. So, I guess the suffix is if they do give Malchus on Shabbos, is that Malchus? Maybe they don't have a Shem Bezdin. That's what Baron Leib writes. The Bezdin, that's not you. It's like a Bezdin. If your Bezdin would start at the entire middle of the night, that's not a Bezdin. Ain't done in Belilah. So if the halacha is ain oinshin b'Shabbos, so if they give an oinshin Shabbos, it's not a Bezdin. It's not v'yikol lefanav. So he's mesupik. If you have to give this poor guy Malchus a second time, you give him a Shabbos. Oops, sorry, made a mistake. Got to do it again. Give Malchus again. That's a suffix. Yeah. Okay, so that's Malchus, and that's the Rambam Shita. Now we go to Bishul Psila. What? So if there's the Chumra, so you have to get Malchus. The other hand is alive to give him Pen Yosef. Okay, Baruch Hashem is not the Gela Halacha. There's no answer. Alright, so now the Gemara comes to Bishul Psila, first wide line. V'amar achmar alei sevaru, my laver nasnu hudam al chalak yatsasa. V'tam v'kazam alei sevaru. Halav hachi dachi. What's the Gemara say? We don't want to be going like Rabbi Yaisi. So the Rabbi Yaisi, it's only a license to say she'im baikaris. We want it to be a lav she'esh baikaris. So my laver going like Rabbi Nasnu. It says l'chalak yatsasa. V'tam v'kazam alei sevaru, halav hachi dachi. So it's a raya, asay daichalaisi say sheish bekaris. Gemara is a raya. Gemara says no. Rabbi Yaisi, maybe it's Rabbi Yaisi. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's a lav shein by karis. Havar is a lav shein by karis. It says daichalaisi say sheish by karis. It's not a raya to say sheish by karis. Right, Gemara to have an am Rabbi Yaisi. Imodam Rabbi Yosi Havara Lalav Yatsa Havara Great Asim. That's just the one malach of Havara. Havara de Bezdin, Bishul Psila, who Darbar Havara Bezdin is Bishul Psila, cooking a piece of metal. Vam Rav Sheshes, Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samamanim. Bishul is either way. So it's a raya. Again, to give Misa is two malachas, Bishul and Havara. So why do I need a pasuk b'chomosh v'seichem? Because I would have had a havamina that the asay of giving misa is da'chal asay shesh bekaris. So kamash malon the pasuk. So the Gemara is saying that we found the pasuk. This is the pasuk for la'asay asay shesh bekaris, and this is the case where I don't say asay da'chal asay shesh bekaris only because of gzeres hakas. That's what the Gemara says. Now there are two things that we have to discuss here. One is the old problem that it's not be'idnei. That when you're cooking the psila, it's not be'idnei. So then that is a Ramban and a Rajba that argue here in the Gemara. And if the Ramban and the Rajba, there's Arsameach and Hilchis Lulav. So it's a Hashem for tomorrow, we'll deal with that. So it's in Perach Ches Halacha Hei, the Chiddush and Arsameach. But a short halacha, Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samamanim. This is the halacha that you chayiv on Bishul not only for cooking food. Bishul is lav dafka of food malacha. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush in Gemara. But there's a chayiv Bishul on cooking metal. The lashon of the Rambam is? What?
Over the shir.
Okay, go one second. The lashon of the Rambam is Chol hamerape dover kosher, or yamakshe dover rafa. If you use heat to soften something that's hot, that's hard, or to harden something that's soft, a person is chayiv for bishul. And therefore, there's an issa bishul on cooking metal. The shaila comes up. If let's say someone didn't put a blech on the fire on Shabbos, they put a blech, he wants to switch it for a bigger blech. So you take a cold blech and put it on the fire. He's heating up metal. Or there's a heter on Shabbos of Hefsek Kedera, which I think many of you are familiar with. The heter of Hefsek Kedera is you're allowed to take a fully cooked or fully baked food that's dry, you're allowed to put it on, you can't put, not allowed to put it on the blech, it's Mevzik HaMevashel, but you're allowed to put it on top of a pot. Let's say you had bagels, you wanted to frost bagels for Shal Shudas. So you can take it out and put it on top of the cholent pot. You put it on top of the cholent pot, don't put cream cheese on. But you can put it on top of a pot and defrost it. Or you can take cold kugel out of the refrigerator, fully cooked kugel, and put it on top of the cholent pot, not in the cholent pot, but on top of it. Hefsek Kedera, there's no exhibition. What happens if you don't have a pot? So Shabbos afternoon, you want to take a cold pot out of your cabinet, put it on top of the stove, on top of the blech, with a cover, with a plate on top of it, and then on top of that, you're going to put the bagels to defrost. So as far as putting the bagels, there's no shaila. Hefsek kedera, there's the hefsek of a pot. If something is fully cooked and dry, you're allowed to put it. No machlokes, the chamuta. Machabes says it twice, in Rishon Gimel and in Shimon Yuches. No machlaikas, you're allowed to put things on top of a pot with hefsek kedera. What about putting the pot? You're heating up metal. Our Gemara says, Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samamanim. Heating metal is an isser. So, there's a machlaikas, the Chazainish and Rav Maisha, what the heat that a person is chayiv for, Bishul, on metal. So it's Rav Moshe and the Chazainish, who's the Machmir. Chazainish says that just like if you heat up water, the shear is Yatzel Adesbay, Mechayev on Bishul. If you heat up food, or he has to fix the food, but the shear of heat for Bishul is Yatzel Adesbay. The same thing by metal. If you make metal Yatzel Adesbay, then there's an Isser of Bishul Psila. Rav Moshe disagrees. Moshe says, what do you mean? It says, kol ha-merapet dove kosher. If through heat you soften something hard, yichayef abishul. Metal, when it gets yatzei leves by, it doesn't get any softer. Maybe scientifically it's a little softer. But to the feel, it doesn't get any softer than it was before. Rav Moshe holds that as long as the metal doesn't come to a glow, doesn't heat, the shear that metal glows, which is about 750 degrees, quite hot, it's, if it doesn't come to that shear, then it's mutter. What? You put directly on a fire. If it's a very high fire, it's going to melt the blech. But if it's the type of fire, a keep warm type fire that people do, we know the blech doesn't get, I mean, sometimes it does get soft. If you leave a high fire, the blech starts to bend. So it depends. Depends how hot it is. So the chilukei deis, if the shear is yatzei desbai or not, I would think the shalva daraisa should be machmir. My wife holds like Rav Moshe. My wife is Megel, in her house they were Megel. I don't know. Me personally, it's not worth it for the bagels. I mean, whatever you do, I tell you what to do. Usually I have a rule. Sometimes the shalva nisa daraisa. Try to be get to call Hashitas. Shalva Durabanan. Most Shalvas are Shalvas of Durabanan. Very few are Deraisas. Here it has to be a Shalva Deraisa. Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Saman. What?
The whole
Mechazeg Bishul is the Durabanan. Mezikim of Yeah, you'd rather put the bagel straight on the blech. But putting the cold pan on is not on Mezikim of Ashul. Putting the cold pan on the blech, it's heating up the metal to Shalva Bishul on the Mali Bishul Psila. That's the way Shalva Bishul Psila. Which is how they're asked. If I would put the kugel on the blech, it would only be a drabanan. Mazikim of Ash. I do it this way. So I don't know. It seems to me, I think the Midrash Gaon is talking to be Megel. And, alright. So that's the gather of Bishul Psila, Bishul Samamanim. Tomorrow we'll start at least with the Ramban and the Rashba. Yes.